Last name is a Bashpande. First name is Asha. Date of visit is June 3rd, 2024. Date of birth is February 28th, 1945. Next paragraph of the position is Amy Chang, S-H-E-N-G-D-O. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Chang, I have the pleasure to follow Asha, A-S-H-A, today for initial evaluation for follow-up evaluation for dizziness. Next paragraph, Mr. President, the administration is a 39-year-old female. Comma. She complained of dizziness. So first, the patient tells me that the dizziness has been stable. First up, it is not getting worse. So first up, no recent falls. So first up, she recently had a cataract surgery done. First up, there's no hemorrhage, paresis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, next paragraph, a brain MRI that was done on February 16, 2024. First up, it shows a ventriculomegaly. Also chronic maxillary sinusitis. So first up, a moderate paraventricular white matter disease. So first up, next impression, falls. First up, patient has been stable lately. First up, she's not worsening. Next paragraph, recommendation, explain the vision of the above diagnosis, explain to the family, first up, explain to them that if her symptoms get worse, the family let me know immediately, first up, and this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R, first name is Veronica, date of visit is September 24, 2024, date of birth is May 17, 1979, next paragraph, chief complaint, seizure disorder, next paragraph, history present, known as patient's 45-year-old, time of the chief complaint, seizure disorder, first up, patient, according to patient, time of patient was previously diagnosed with epilepsy when he was in the Kaiser, K-A-I-S-E-R, Kaiser system, first up, patient started having seizures when he was 14 years old, first up, patient, see, a Kaiser neurologist at that time. First up, patient was diagnosed with seizure disorder because of a car accident. First up, the patient says a car accident has resulted a head injury. First up, a patient has tried Dilantin, Depakote, and Gabapentin. First up, they have worked well in the past. First up, patient is currently not taking it. First up, the patient tells me the patient has left facial numbness, with tongue biting, eyes roll back every time the patient had a seizure. First up, the patient would have foaming in the mouth. First up, associated loss of consciousness. First up, the last seizure was about 3 months ago. First up, when he was watching television, suddenly the patient's bite his tongue and loss of consciousness. First up, it lasted about 5 minutes. First up, when the patient woke up, the patient was confused and disoriented. First up, next to paragraph, a past medical history, history of seizure disorder since 14 years old. Mental status examination, patient is awake and alert. First up, speech is fluent. First up, there's no monotonous voice. First up, there's no decrease in the eye blinking frequency. First up, there's no masked face. First up, there's no monotonous voice. Facial expression symmetrically. Next word, gait, patient's normal gait. First up, there's no significant shuffling gait. First up, impression. Next word, diagnostic test. An EEG study was performed today. First up, it shows intermittent sharp waves, activities concomitant, consistent of consistent with epileptiform discharges. So first up, next for impression seizure disorder. First up, patient have seizure convulsion, patient have seizure disorder since 14 years old concomitant, when the patient was hit by a car. And had the head injury. First up, the patient seen Kaiser Doctor, K-A-I-S-E-R, Kaiser Doctor, neurologist. First up, patient was previously prescribed Dilantin, Depakote, and Gabapentin. They used to work well. First up, patient, when the patient had seizure, comma, patient would have a tongue fighting, comma, loss of consciousness, comma, foaming of the mouth, comma, eye roll back. First up, I believe that these are seizure symptoms of first step. First step. The EEG today shows that there's positive. So EEG today shows that they're intermittent sharp waves, common consistent with underlying underlying epilepsy. For second recommendation, exploring patient of the above diagnosis. Next up, we'll start a patient Keppra 750 milligrams twice a day. First up, next up, a patient also a history of hyponatremia from Trilepto. First up, a patient has been discontinued on Trilepto. First up, next up, exploring patient common side effects from this Keppra. Recommendation to follow with a neurologist in 2 months. First step, next step, this marks the DNM invitation.